Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chamber Channel's Five Questions podcast. This is the place where we take a deep dive with industry leaders for an inside look at their world and how they can make a difference in yours. We're inundated with marketing messages every single day, and marketing's an ever-changing field, but one that's really important to stay on top of, especially when you're a small business. Here to talk about marketing trends in 2024 and how to put your best marketing foot forward is Katie Lazat of powerhouse local agency, Rob Mark. Let's listen. Katie, you know, our members have told us that marketing continues to be their hot topic. They want to know more. There's still, I think, with everything and new technology coming on board, there's always a little mystery about marketing. So we're glad to be able to kick off the year and dispel a little bit of that mystery. But it rapidly changes. If you were to look into your crystal ball, Katie, what are the marketing trends that you really see for the business world moving forward into 2024?
And thank y'all for having me. Happy to be here and excited that your members are really interested in the marketing topic too. So 2024, a lot of things that we started to see emerge in 2023, we're just continuing to see the importance of those things leading into 2024. A handful of those things, one being omnichannel marketing. So what that means is that your marketing efforts are being spread across multiple platforms, multiple mediums, and different devices as well. So if you think about it, it's no longer this simple linear process, A to B conversion. People need so many different touch points along the way now in different places. So it's important for businesses to really think about what their potential customer's path to a conversion could be and meet them in multiple places along that journey, all the while making sure your brand is really consistent. On the social side, continuing to see video, as we know, with, you know, Reels, TikTok, YouTube, et cetera, trending that way. We're also seeing steady growth on LinkedIn. So that's a really great space for businesses to be there and make sure that their page is set up appropriately. For websites, micro interactions are becoming more and more popular. What that means is just these small, subtle animations that essentially your website is reacting to the user, just these small, subtle movements that make the process more seamless for the user is becoming more and more important. Across all of your marketing efforts, I think it's been impossible for people not to hear about privacy laws and data protection. So that's continuing to be something that needs to be on the forefront of everyone's minds. So having and nurturing your first party data is critically important this year. What first party data means is that's data that you're getting directly from your customers, whereas you're not, leveraging a third party to get that information. So information your business collects yourselves for customer data. And customers are willing to provide you with their information. It's just important that you're offering them some sort of value in return. So maybe it's exclusive access to an event. Maybe if you're e-commerce, it's a discount. Just giving them some sort of value and just making sure you're transparent about how you're using that data to your customers will help build that trust too.
Well, let's talk about what's really hot and we get a lot of questions about is AI. I love AI. I'm using it every day. And I think it's just a godsend in terms of making my day go a little bit easier and better. What are you seeing trend-wise on that? And how can businesses capitalize right now with AI?
Yeah, it's definitely, I feel like you can't not hear about AI in almost everyday conversation. So what AI is doing, it's really helping us be more efficient with our time. So it's allowing us to automate things that were once really repetitive, really time consuming, just things that weren't valuable for us to spend as much time on. There's a ton you can do on the digital advertising side with AI, more precise customizations and personalization. And things that you just previously wouldn't have the manpower to test quite the amount of variations that AI can help you provide, which is really great. It's also a really good tool for the brainstorming and ideation stage. So at the very beginning, just allowing you to think outside of the box, using it to just generate some things at the very start, just to have you think differently than you might have in the first place, as you're going about, you know, a campaign, an event, you know, what you want to call something. It can just be a really useful tool in that way. I think at the end of the day, though, people are craving authenticity. So it's important to still have that human touch, both at the start and at the end of your processes. So just making sure you're leveraging it to be more efficient, which is something it can definitely do, but you're doing it in a smart way. And you're still making sure, you know, you're adhering to your brand identity. Obviously, AI doesn't understand empathy. It doesn't understand human emotions. So it really does still require that human touch at both the start and the end, and just making sure things are being used in a controlled and smart way to be more efficient while still, you know, being genuine.
I love the idea of using it for ideation. I think most people just see it as ChatGPT and helping me write, but it's so much beyond that. How are you seeing companies using it for creative aspects? There is a creative aspect to what AI can do, isn't there?
There is. Yeah, absolutely. And that can be in both writing and visuals. And a good example in digital marketing too is something called dynamic creative. So it's uploading, hey, here's all the different images we're open to using. Here are some different headlines. We're using AI to generate several headlines, and it can just put together all these different combinations that you never would have been able to generate yourselves, because you just wouldn't have the manpower, the time, et cetera. And so it's, you know, again, making sure that it understands your brand and your goal up front, and then it's generating things or helping you think outside of the box for, you know, what your creative says, what your creative looks like, and just testing things out is really helpful with AI and just a lot more efficient today.
When you mentioned ideation, give us an example of how maybe you've used that or one of your clients have used that.
Sure. An example would be for taglines. If you're looking for, you know, what do you want your business to say kind of in this snapshot, that can be a place where, you know, you might feel stuck in, you know, thinking about things in one perspective. So it can really just open your eyes to a whole new way of thinking about your brand. Anything that you feel like you're just hitting a rut and you don't know where to turn, or you're having a hard time kind of getting out of your own head about it, it can just provide, you know, this other perspective that you just weren't even thinking into. And that can go for, you know, so many different things.
You also mentioned earlier social media and some of the trends and things that are happening with that. What would you say, Katie, is one of the biggest mistakes you think businesses make with their social media marketing?
A handful of different things that that I think are important to note here. One being just consistency is really important. You know, if you're going to start something, continue it and, you know, make an effort to continue to keep that up to speed. It's never very impressive when you see something that's just been abandoned by a brand or a business. You're like, are they still open? What's going on? Are they still operating? It just leaves clients questioning. In this world of AI, there's a lot you can do with social, but again, continuing to have that human hand on things and making sure as people are craving that more of the authenticity, and making sure, you know, that you resonate with your audience. So make sure, I think, defining upfront, who are you? What are you trying to say? What are your goals? What's your voice? Just really taking that time upfront to make sure that you really have an identity on social, and that whoever is involved in your social media understands that identity, so that you're being consistent about it, is really important, because that's really going to resonate with your audience.
It's hard to believe that Rawmark has been around since 1990. That's longevity. That's amazing. And that track record doesn't come without success, that's for sure. How have you adapted to the countless changes that are happening with marketing technology over the past 30 years in business. It's a moving target.
It sure is. So Robmark actually opened as a traditional advertising and public relations agency. So when we're talking about traditional media, we're talking about TV, radio, billboard, print advertising. You know, the marketing landscape was way different in the 90s, as everyone knows. Come the early 2000s, when, you know, webs really started coming into the picture, Robmark was, you know, outsourcing it to others for our clients. But we realized they didn't understand deadlines. They didn't understand budgets. So that was then brought in-house. Once the web division took off, things continued to evolve on the digital side. So we then added on search engine optimization and social media and digital marketing, and just continuing to kind of adapt to what was happening and making sure that we're staying educated and on the cusp of these trends, so that we can then offer them to our clients in turn. But there's no doubt that it's changing, you know, monthly, weekly, daily, honestly. So it's just important for us to be comfortable with that, knowing that things are going to change all the time, and just, you know, have the right resources, the right education, the right team in place to continue to be able to stay on the cusp of those for our clients and just adapt.
You know, I think there's a number of people out there who think, well, wait a minute, I'm too small for an agency. I can't afford an agency. I don't need it. You know, what do you say to those people? Because I'm sure you come into contact with that pretty frequently as well.
Really, one of the unique selling points about our agency specifically is we offer everything in-house under one roof. So everything from, you know, advertising, web, digital, public relations. So the beauty of that is that we can say, okay, what is your budget? And we will make recommendations on what is the best way to spend those dollars, because we can see things from the high level and, you know, we know what could be beneficial, the most beneficial spend of your money. And I think what better asset to have than someone who can kind of come in and see high level, okay, these are the dollars I have, what's the best way to spend it, versus trying to, you know, just push one thing on someone because that's all we can offer. So I think that really, really helps us even more understand to make the best use of your money. And we work with everything from small local businesses to regional, national, international. So we can understand and adapt on any scale, but many small businesses that come to us and, you know, we're happy to have a conversation about what their goals are, you know, what they're doing today, what their budget is, and then we're able to customize something that works specifically for them.
So for small businesses, Katie, who may not have a lot of people on staff, what's the best way for them, do you feel, to flex those marketing muscles?
I think one good idea is to have sort of a content library of sorts. And I think it can get really overwhelming to think about how much content has to go out or feels like it has to go out all the time on social, on websites, on email marketing. But I think if, as long as you've got a hold and, you know, an organized place where you've got your content and really rethinking about how to reframe that same content. So maybe you've got, you know, a long format video, then how do we also slice that into to small formats? How do we create that into a graphic? How do we turn that into a blog post? So it's just kind of repurposing what you already have and not feeling you like you have to generate brand new content 24/7, but getting a hold on, you know, what you have access to and look, you know, for user generated content too. What's already been created that you could possibly make use of?
Katie, great tips for any size business, and looking forward to a 2024 and there's filled with content. We're going to have a lot of it. That's for sure on our end and yours. Thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks everyone for listening. The podcast continues to grow, and never miss an episode of our 5 Questions podcast by subscribing to the Chamber Channel on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take a moment to download, subscribe, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people.